Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to shift gears on you, as you know happens on this program. And we all want to save money, right? Doesn't matter how much you got, it's what you save, right? It's how much you make, how much you save. It's being smart with our dollars. No matter how much you make, you want to be smart. Well, one way to do that, of course, is to cut costs. Be careful. Things like your grocery shopping, household items, summer sales, all these different things, getting ready for school. Well, I've invited a special guest to come on the program and talk with us a little bit about this, and her name is Danielle Barbieri. She is founder and CEO of PIRC. The website is PIRC.com, PIRC.com, and she's got a great innovative program that I wanted to share with you today and talk with her about, and she is right there. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. So let's start with the beginning. That's always a good place to start. I understand you had been in the very high-tech world in Silicon Valley, and you got what do they call it? Downsized, right-sized, displaced, whatever nice way they try to put that, and you found yourself in a position of looking both to save money and do something different.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, like many Americans, you know, I got my pink slip, and I realized that I had to get back to budgeting and, you know, watching where I spent my money. And, you know, one day I was just sitting in my car at a gas station needing contact lens solutions and surrounded by drugstores and chain stores. And I just wanted to know who has it on sale and if there were any coupons. And because somebody always does. That's the beauty of this. There's always a sale somewhere. It's just really about, you know, having the time or the patience to actually search for them.
Well, so that's really the key question I had, because I've been to the website, PIRC.com, PIRC.com, and I've looked, and I'm like, okay, so how does this actually work? Walk us through. I go to the website, just for our listeners, so we can help them navigate. You go to the website, you click on Start Now. I can handle that part. And
yep.
This is a free service that you're making available?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free. I wanted to serve the consumer is my next career, and it hopefully is easy to use. That's our goal, and I'm open to feedback and love it. But essentially, you go to the website and you answer a couple of questions just to get you started about what kinds of things that you buy, the categories or the brands. And then once you click submit, you are brought to your PIRC dealer. So that stands for your personalized PIRC dealer.
I get
the
it.
Name, PIRC.com, okay. If anyone was wondering.
You're clever. I like it. Okay,
yeah.
So I go in and I check off some of the things that, like, for example, I'm doing it as we speak just to be a good student here. I say I need trash bags, I need laundry detergent, dairy products, beverages, Chobani. We eat a ton of Chobani yogurt in my house. Okay, so I click on that and it takes me through, and then I fill out my information. And I agree.
Yeah,
to...
and it's just your name, you know, name and email. We don't take any kind of confidential or proprietary information.
And then what happens next?
And then you should be brought to your PIRC dealer. Once you actually, one thing you do have to do is verify your email, so we make sure that, you know, you're a human being and not a bot somewhere. And then you're brought to your personalized PIRC dealer. And those things that you've checked off on your list, if there's sales on those items in your area, they'll appear on your PIRC dealer.
All
right.
And
that's how you'll know if there's a sale and if there's any available coupons to match.
That's cool. And so then I'm able to go in and know where these things are. Now, does it, it'll send me like an email, or how does it work?
Yeah, a great question. So every Sunday, you'll get your PIRC dealer email. Obviously, the site is available anytime, and you can search for items that are not on your that are not part of your favorites, you know, anytime you need anything. But we wanted to make it really easy. Rather than, you know, searching through all the print circulars and all the coupon inserts on Sunday, just save those coupon inserts and then open your particular email, and we'll tell you, you know, when to cut out that coupon out of the paper, or, you know, or the all the different kinds of printable coupons that are available on the web as well.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Okay, so, you know, being a skeptic by nature, Danielle, and I'm sure I will speak for some of my fellow listeners, some of us are very skeptical. This is something that, that can help people, and they can find when, you know, things are on sale, which is very good. Is there any, I mean, there's no cost. I mean, where's the catch? No catch?
You must have been talking to my investor. He wants to know the same thing. Well, you know, I really wanted to serve the consumer, and right now there's no advertising on the site, but hopefully over time what we want to do is actually add what they call native advertising, or ads that are relevant to the individual user. So, for example, if you say that you like Tide, the ads that show up on your particular would be, you know, Tide ads or laundry detergent ads, those kinds of things. So right now, there's no money being made, but, you know, we really believe in this, and we've gotten really great feedback so far, and we do want to add relevant advertising to the site over time.
Well, and Danielle, I appreciate your candor there, because you know what? In our world today, unfortunately, honesty and straightforwardness is it's just as hard to find as that contact solution on sale, okay? It's hard to find sometimes. So I think the consumer, myself being one of them, I applaud that you're being straightforward about it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with your making money by if at some point you know, as this builds and people take advantage of this service that you've created, how cool is that? That, you know, on the back end of this, that, you know, that you get noticed and advertisers say, hey, we'd like to put up a billboard on the website letting the folks that are trying to be careful with their dollar, let them know about how they can, you know, even further extend their money and make it go further by maybe taking advantage of one of those advertisers' products.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I mean, I really do believe that you know, this idea of a digital circular, you know, it's been around for a long time. People have been talking about it. You know, newspapers are going away, and the print circulars, they're all going away, but in reality, they're not. And the reason why they're not is because people are still using, they're still clipping coupons from the paper, because those are actually great coupons. I mean, you're a numbers guy, and the average face value of a coupon is about $1.50. So this isn't, you know, it's changed quite a bit from when I was clipping coupons on Long Island, you know, almost 100 years ago. They were 15 cents, 10 cents, and that was a big deal. But now it really is a sizable amount, and the brands are looking for ways, new ways to engage consumers. You know, the other thing is that there's about $500 billion worth of coupons distributed every year.
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Wow.
But the interesting thing that only about $3.5 billion of those coupons are actually redeemed. So people actually going to the stores, giving them to the cashier, and they go into an envelope and they go to a coupon clearing house. And problem is that, you know, there's such inefficiency because people can't find the coupon that they actually want. And so that actually just fascinated me as well. And we said, you know, there has to be a better way to do this for consumers to find what they want on sale, and for brands to actually, you know, reach their targeted consumer.
Very good, Danielle. You know what? I'll speak to that because I'm in that 96.5% that can't ever find his coupons, and I go to check out and they look at me and they say, "Do you have any coupons?" And I look at the, you know, the cashier back. I say, "Do I look like a coupon guy? I'm lucky to get to the store to get this done." So that's what I love about what you're doing, because I don't have to. You know, it makes it easier for me to do this. And just to show how easy this is, I mean, in the time that you and I have been talking, you have had my almost completely undivided attention, Danielle. But with my right hand while we've been talking, I logged in, I've got signed up on your website, and I have already validated my email, done all of that, and I've already gotten my first set of recommendations. And I told you that we eat yogurt, so I can get 10 yogurts, the standard size yogurt, 7-ounce Greek yogurt, 10 for 10 at Target, and I'm already saving money.
That's a great deal. I have to actually, thanks for reminding me. I have to go before tomorrow because it ends tomorrow.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. I love it. Well, if you're just joining us, Danielle's on the line with me, Danielle Barbieri, and she is founder and CEO of PIRC, but the website is spelled PIRC.com, and we know that now is your personal circular, PIRC.com. We're going to grab a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay right there.
When it comes to finding an advisor you can trust, are you unsure of the questions to ask? David Holland has written a book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy today. Or if you'd like to meet one-on-one with David to discuss your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book when you meet. There's no cost or obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have Danielle Barbieri. She is founder and CEO of PIRC. The website is PIRC.com, and we learned before the break that that is your personal circular, like those circulars you get in the mail or in your newspaper when you open it up and 57 pounds drops into your lap. Well, she's got a website that lays it all out for you, and you can sign up, and I did before the break. Pretty cool, and I found yogurt on sale, and I have a lot of other things that I need to check on, and I will arm my wife when I get home with this information, and she will save me even more money, Danielle. I love it.
That's great.
I just got to keep her out of Super Target.
Okay. We don't have a solution for that.
Okay. No, it's all good stuff. And so I like what you're doing about this and where you're headed with it, and it's easy to use. I was able to sign up, as I said, before the break and really get on there and start looking for things. The other thing is, so it'll give you an alert. You can also create your own shopping list,
and then
you can print it out, and you can print the coupons as well?
Yeah, that's right. So what you can do is you print your shopping list. We're working on emailing your shopping list as well right now. And for the coupons, we aggregate a couple of different kinds. So one are the printable coupons, so those you actually need a printer to print. And I have a tip on that. People complain about using a lot of ink. They don't have to be in color. So when you print those coupons, they don't have to, you know, be in color. You can use grayscale or black and white. The other kind of coupon that we tell people about is that Sunday paper coupon. So if you do get the paper and you just save them and date them, we let you know when there's a coupon available for that sale item. So you can just go and cut that out and bring that with you to the store.
That's very cool, and I love the customization. I'm scrolling through as you're describing that to me, Danielle, and you've just got, I mean, it's everything. It's, you've got appliances, you've got baby products, you've got all the way down the line, electronics. I mean, so really you can get in here and really customize this to get the kinds of things you're looking for, find the coupons, and find the location. And I'm real curious how, and again, this is the more of curiosity as opposed to skeptic, but just the understanding this piece, and as I think I know the answer probably comes from your technology background. How are you able to go and gather who's got, for example, a sale price on the yogurt I mentioned, or how are you able to get that and use the zip code and then a certain mile radius and go out and access those stores, their websites, the computers talk to each other? How's that work?
Yeah, so another great question. We actually pay for this data. So we actually work with the digital circular provider, so the provider that works with Target, with Walgreens, with Rite Aid, to get that information legitimately. So we're not scraping it or anything like that. And, you know, working in cooperation with them to get the data to consumers. There are a lot of coupon blogs out there that are doing similar type things. But you know, frankly, they're not getting the data legitimately. And I think having worked in a big technology company where I've seen lots of litigations, we wanted to make sure we did this the right way. You know, right now we're running a little bit of a nonprofit, but, you know, hopefully over time that'll change and, you know, we can grow those relationships further with the retailers and actually start to make some money.
That's very good. Well, don't file for your 501c3 anytime soon. You know, keep plugging away and keep going after it, because I've already seen that there's a lot of value in what you're doing. Any other tips for our listeners, Danielle, on ways to, everybody's always looking for a tip. How can I save? How can I be smart? Because I know you went through this yourself, you know, as a lot of us have at different stages in our life. When you got your pink slip and you had this epiphany sitting there trying to find your contact lens cleaner, I'm sure you dealt with ways to save and ways to, you know, to be smart with your money. Any other ideas you'd like to share?
Oh, yes, definitely. So we do have, we've created this kind of score at the store shopping methodology. And, you know, that you can read a ton of magazines and books about how to use coupons and save money. But we felt like these five tips for score at the store actually really work and, you know, represent the majority of a lot of those tips. So I can go through those if you like.
Oh, you know what? I'd love to have at least a couple of them. Any money we can save, we either can choose to spend it on something else, you know, which is of course very nice, or we can save that money. So yeah, give us a couple tips and we'll leverage that for our listeners.
Absolutely. So we have score at the store. S in score stands for sales. If you take away one thing from this whole talk, just buy what you need when it's on sale. You know, typically items go on sale every 6 to 8 weeks. So just try to buy enough to last until the next sale cycle. You know, and remember, you can always get a rain check for a sale item that is out of stock. You know, I know a lot of people actually go at the beginning of the week when the sale goes on, so they can kind of stock up. And if they really think they're going to use more before the sale comes around again, they'll go at the end of the week and get a rain check, even if the item's out of stock, so that at least they have that comfort of knowing, okay, I can get that yogurt at $1 if I run out before the next sale cycle. So that's the S in score.
Very
good.
Then
we have, it's just about coupons, right? So if you're going to use a coupon on an item that you're already buying on sale, that's where you really see the difference, right? Mm. It's not just using a coupon because you have a coupon. I think that's kind of common knowledge now, but we all kind of fall for it. But if you are going to use a coupon, just really try to combine it with the sales. In score is just being open. You know, being open to maybe trying new items that are on sale, you know, that are on that end cap, if you need it, right? If you're in the market for it. The other thing is, you know, I really feel, you know, over my lifetime, this kind of smart shopping has been, it's kind of like a diet, right? You do your best, you know, when you can, you buy things on sale, but you know what? Sometimes you're going to have to buy things out of convenience, you know, when they're not on sale. And the important thing is, not to get discouraged or to think that, you know, you have to throw in the towel on trying to be a smart shopper. It's just about, you know, going with the flow and just trying to do your best. R is for retailer brands. And this, I love this one. You know, try the store brands. They can be up to 50% cheaper.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're often the same ingredients. Just look at the label, especially if there's an active ingredient, you know, so for example, like drugstore brands or drugstore type items. Definitely just look at the active ingredient, make sure it's the same, make sure it's the same dosage. And, you know, Consumer Reports, they do studies all the time ranking the store brands actually ahead of some of the national brands.
Really?
So for example, if you're going to Target to pick up that yogurt, they rank, Target has a private label brand called Market Pantry, and their ketchup actually ranked above Heinz in some taste tests that they did a few months ago. So there's similar stories like that all the time. And the other thing, you know, you can always return a store brand back to the store if you don't like it. The retailer brands have money-back guarantees on their items. So, you know, don't feel bashful about bringing them back if they don't meet your needs.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the last, you know, the last E in score is expiration.
Hmm.
And this is actually one of my pet peeves. Absolutely check expiration dates on everything, even toothpaste, because sometimes the reason why there's such a good sale on something is because the expiration date may be coming up very close. So, especially dairy.
Yeah, the dairy and the meat product. The meat products, yep. You know, really make me nervous. You know, it's on sale today, and I look, and I'm like, yeah, it has to be sold by today.
That's right. So just be really conscious of that. It's a super great deal. I check everything anyway, but I definitely suggest doing that.
Must be eaten on the way home out of the bag to be good. Well, and I think you kind of said this, but I want to reiterate this because I think this is obviously why retailers and others, the product manufacturers, will have coupons. That $500 billion number you quoted earlier, Danielle, is to motivate us and persuade us to buy when we may not need. So that, you know, we'll underscore that in score that, you know, if you don't need it, just because it's on sale, if it's normally $10 and you spend $5, and you don't really need it, then you spent $5 that there you are, you know?
That's right. It's better off you not even knowing about it. And it's hard. I mean, it's human nature, but you have to, you know, just really focus. You know, everyone also says to go with the list, and I believe in that for sure. But again, I think if you're not kind of looking around, and sometimes they'll have a sale that's not advertised because of, you know, for whatever reason, and how they manage their inventory, and they just want to let the shoppers know. You know, if you're not looking around at other items that you may be interested in, you could miss a good deal. So definitely go with the list, but be open as well.
That's good. That's very good stuff. Danielle Barbieri is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, founder and CEO of PIRC, but the website is spelled PIRC.com. We're going to grab a quick break. We'll come right back with Danielle. Stay right there.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialist, and certified annuity specialist. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and accurate service to our 300-plus clients. If you're looking for financial advice you can count on today and for many years to come, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're joined by Danielle Barbieri today, founder and CEO of PIRC. PIRC.com is the website. She has been in Silicon Valley. High Tech Corp turned that into, with that experience, into creating this website and ways to save money on your everyday products. Fascinating stuff, Danielle. I really applaud what you're doing. And I want to go back to, I thought of it on the break. I think you'll like this. Yeah, the whole thing about expirations and watching this. Once upon a time, and I'll date myself, this was about 30 years ago, working at the grocery store. And back on the dairy cooler, okay, on that big refrigerator that I would have to go into all day long when I was restocking the dairy section, there's a big sign and it said, "Rotation is the key to quality and profit." And they had that because that meant that we needed to put the newer product on the back shelf to pull that expiring stuff forward. Obviously, we do that so that the stuff moves in the right order and you don't have stuff go bad on the shelf. But the retailer, the store, is keenly aware that they need to bring that forward and get that product out so that they don't have to put it on sale like you described.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't blame retailers. I mean, being in the grocery business today is hard. But, you know, we all work hard for our money, and I'm a little tall, so I can always reach in the back and, you know, get the one that's expiring a month out. But, you know, it's just a smart way to shop, and, you know, retailers know that, and, you know, they don't mind. They'll get rid of that inventory somehow.
Well, and you know what? Yeah, I am guilty of the same. I do reach all the way in the back, and I like my milk to have more than a week shelf life, although at my house they don't last more than 3 days, but I like that, and it's about being a smart consumer. You know, We're not trying to stick it to anybody on the retail side, but you know, we have to adjust and buy things based on what we know is going to happen. If I'll buy that thing on sale if I really am going to cook it that night and I'm not worried about it sitting in the refrigerator for a few days, but if it's going to, then boy, I better be careful.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially as you mentioned before with meat products.
Yeah.
Dairy, pork and beef and other vegetables prices, actually in Florida citrus, it's expected to rise, I think, over 20% from what it was last May. So this problem is, you know, this idea of rising prices, it's not going away anytime soon. So, yeah, you know, smart shopping really is the only way to go. And a lot of people actually freeze a lot of fruit and vegetables, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables as well to take them through the winter. That's another tip.
Excellent. Danielle Barbieri has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, founder and CEO of PIRC, PIRC.com. We learned before the break and earlier in the program, that's that personal circular that you can create for yourself going on Danielle's website. Danielle, I'd like to wish you much luck with your initiative and growing your membership and applaud you for this service you're providing to people to where they can leverage their time and save money. So thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You're very welcome.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.